The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, March 12th, 2018, start of a brand new week here. And let's see, getting on into it. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room today, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right on into it. Now, there is a story coming out of Investment Watch blog that basically that former FBI informant who was gathering information on the Russian energy and uranium market apparently was interviewed by the FBI in Little Rock, Arkansas, as part of an ongoing Bureau investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, this is coming from his lawyer. Now, the Democrats are out there saying there's no quid pro quo between Russia and the Clinton Foundation. Well, that's ridiculous. The Uranium One deal. Look at how much money poured into the Clinton Foundation while Hillary was greasing the skids for that one to come on through. So the Democrats basically issued their own memo and said there was no evidence provided. And the lawyer is basically condemning the Democratic memo and the Hill for making what are false allegations. But again, the corporate media, the deep state, they're still covering for Hillary Clinton. And I think we have heard so much that's going on. And again, the fact that Trey Gowdy does not want to go back into the email server scandal, I think reinforces my theory that Hillary Clinton was replaying the 1996 Chinagate scam. She was using her private email server with weak security to deliver U.S. secrets to foreign interests and using that Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money. And I think probably everybody inside the Beltway understands a scandal of that magnitude would probably bring this government down because it's already very fragile. The American people don't trust this government anymore. They don't trust anything the politicians are saying. They don't trust the corporate media anymore. They're sick and tired of all the wars. They're sick and tired of this crushing economic burden that is on us. And it wouldn't take an awful lot to bring this government down. Now, Tom Fitton is out there, and he's once again sounding, you know, the clarion call. There's more than enough evidence to warrant arrest and prosecution of Hillary Clinton. And part of it is at least 18 classified emails were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And this was covered up by the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Department of State for over a year. There's a conspiracy right there to obstruct justice. And all these people should be in court, should be going to jail. Now, WikiLeaks has basically come on out and exposed Michael Isikoff, the reporter at Yahoo, who wrote a story that was claimed to corroborate the Christopher Steele dossier. Except that Christopher Steele basically gave Isikoff the information. And WikiLeaks is now saying Isikoff is a Hillary Clinton DNC mole. And I'm sure there are plenty of them. Most of the corporate media is extremely liberal. Now, Putin, as you know, is basically saying all this talk about Russian interference in the domestic internal politics of the United States is a lot of nonsense. And he says, you need to be looking at Israel. We just had a demonstration. AIPAC was, their convention was last week. And we got to see this spectacle of our senators and our representatives just bowing and scraping to Israel and saying, yes, whatever you want, you're going to have. AIPAC is clearly interfering with our domestic internal politics. There's no question about it. So why is everybody in the corporate media just all hot and bothered about Russia? Talk about a bias and a slant. Now, Mueller is said to be getting close to a completion of his Trump obstruction probe. Now, on one hand, you've got this Wall Street Journal story where basically Trump's legal team was working with Robert Mueller to reach an early close to the probe, using the possibility of an interview with the president and the implicit threat of Trump simply quashing the probe as leverage to force Mueller into some kind of a deal that would amount to a slap on the wrist. But then the New York Times came out with a story claiming that Donald Trump has hired the lawyer that represented Bill Clinton in his impeachment trial. Now, this is from known Trump whisperer Maggie Haberman, so there may not be anything to it. There's a lot of fake news out there right now. But so far, and again, after all these millions of dollars and all these many months, Mueller has not found anything regarding his original task, which was to document that there was collusion between Russia and the Donald Trump campaign. And he's gone off into the wilderness, and now he's, you know, looking into the Stormy Daniels situation and, you know, did Trump pay her hush money and was there a child involved and so forth. I mean, talk about tabloid-esque, being in the gutter. Mueller is there. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, Trump does not pull any punches on his Twitter account, and he basically made a comment about how Maxine Waters appears to be a low IQ individual, which is an observation I think a lot of us basically would agree with. And Maxine Waters came on back and said, well, if Mueller doesn't get him, Stormy Daniels will. What kind of an example are these people setting? You know, they're now using porn stars as in their fight with each other. I feel really sorry for young people that are being told that they should grow up to be adults when they see our leaders acting like such children, because they really are. Now, a group of about 50 former Obama administration officials recently formed a think tank called National Security Action, with the stated goal of attacking the Trump administration's national security policies. And the National Security Action plans to pursue typical liberal foreign policy themes such as climate change, challenging Trump's leadership, immigration, allegations of corruption between the president and foreign powers. In other words, they're not giving up, and they're skating dangerously close to insurrection, I think. So let's talk about Elizabeth Warren a little bit. There's been a huge controversy online where Elizabeth Warren has long claimed that she has Native American blood, and it led to some people calling her Pocahontas. But apparently somebody decided to challenge her on that and say, we need a DNA test, you know, to back this up. And they're about, what, $99? Except during the holidays, they go on sale. And that would settle the matter once and for all. But Warren has been refusing, and the controversy is building and building and building. At this point, pretty much everybody assumes that, like most politicians, she was lying to her constituents for some advantage. And now Warren says that she is dropping plans to run for president in 2020 and basically focusing on being reelected to the Senate end of this year. And this controversy is of such a magnitude, I think it's probably going to last until November. It may actually adversely affect her chances of reelection. Now, let's get on to the war zones. There's a lot of stuff going on here. The U.S. is continuing to escalate in Afghanistan with virtually no public debate. The idea that the government rules with the consent of the governed is well and truly dead. The war machine is rolling on country after country, and they don't care what we the people actually think about it, how tired we are of it, how much it's costing us in blood and dollars. They just want to keep on doing what they're doing, and they expect we'll go on throwing our children and our money onto the designated enemy. Well, we're starting to run out of kids, and we've definitely run out of money. So there is an end to this that's coming that will not be good for the United States of America. Now, over in Syria, the militants' defense has totally collapsed in eastern Ghouta, and it collapsed under pressure of the Syrian Arab Army and its allies. And the militant held pocket was cut off into two separate parts, divide and conquer. And apparently Russia brokered a deal where the militants in Ghouta are surrendering their arms and able to leave East Ghouta freely. Don't know where they're going, if they're going to be retasked to some other part of the country or to a different country, but they're surrendering their weapons and they're getting ready to leave. Now, according to Damascus, they have reports that Islamists in East Ghouta plan to stage another false flag chemical attack. And Syria's deputy foreign minister is saying this attack will definitely highlight women, possibly children, and then try and pin the blame on Damascus. And he accused the United States government of only wanting to believe the terrorists rather than the legitimate government of Syria. So he says they've received information the militants plan to stage an attack between the districts of Masrabi and Bat Sawa. Tahrir al-Sham terrorists plan to sacrifice several women for this purpose and launch a disinformation campaign. The performance is thought to be scheduled for March 11th. Well, that should have happened yesterday. It may be happening today. Meanwhile, as the militants continue to pull out, the Syrian chemical weapons specialists have recovered 24 tons of toxic chemicals in the areas previously controlled by the militants. And they've also uncovered a chemical weapons laboratory in East Ghouta that was being used by the U.S.-backed forces. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Rick, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you now. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just thinking, Putin's kind of like on my mind. Isn't the word Russian really just code word for the dual Israeli citizen that nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to talk about? Isn't this kind of like a gang war? You got the establishment Jewish community being accosted on by a much more vicious Russian entrenched mafia type Jewish group of people, and they are really kind of like swooping in on their loot. I mean, this is what Cincy McKinney explained to Kevin Barrett one day on his show, that this Russian crowd is that's behind Trump, and this is what she says, is coming in and basically swooping in like an eagle and stealing their loot. And they use the word Russian in replace of the dual Israeli citizen. What do you mean the Russian Jewish mafia?
Well, the dual Israeli citizens are citizens of the United States and of Israel. They're not necessarily Russian. Now, we know that the Russian mob is unfortunately entrenched here in the U.S., but MS-13 makes them all look like choir boys.
I beg to differ with that, Mike. We're talking about types of people that got PhDs. They're lurking through through Wall Street. There's a lot to be done here. This is a situation, in my opinion, that, you know, it's just they just want to keep the, you know, the word what we all don't, we can't use too often, out of the circulation of the media. And the big threat is the Jewish community encroaching on another part of the Jewish community itself.
Well, generally, the Jewish religious identity is they're all the same people, and they generally tend not to go after each other. Their worldview is the rest of the world is there to be plundered.
That's not how it worked in That's not how it worked in the 1930s. If you take a look, what happened in the 1930s, the gangster Jews terrorized the honest Jews that were the retailers. Murder Incorporated killed more Jewish people, even though it was Jewish itself. So that is not correct. What we have here is a gang war going on at a level that's above eye level of the American people. And thank you for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go. I'm not sure that I agree that it's a gang war, I don't see it as anybody from Russia, Jewish or otherwise, swooping in to attack U.S. interests. It's quite the other way around. The U.S. is clearly the aggressor. It has been all along. And Russia doesn't want a war with us. China doesn't want a war with us. Nobody wants a war, except the United States military-industrial complex. Now, the U.S. is starting to increase airstrikes in Libya. They say they're going after ISIL. We don't know exactly what's really going on over there. But again, they're dealing with a situation in which the installed puppet rulers are running up against some serious opposition from the people of Libya who want their own country back. Over in Lebanon, the deputy chief of Hezbollah, Sheikh Naim Qassem, asserted that his Shia organization will shield Lebanon from any U.S. or Israeli schemes to destroy the countries. Qassem said that the Hezbollah contributes to Lebanon's strength and stability. The group is a pillar in the country. Contrary to reporting in the Western media, Hezbollah is an integral part of empowering institutions, shaping the future, maintaining independence, and preventing the Israeli occupying regime. And that's why the U.S. and Israel are trying to get rid of them. It's like Iran's nuclear weapons or North Korea's nuclear weapons. They're trying to strip countries of the ability to resist invasion in order to invade them. The pattern has repeated so many times, it's just incredibly obvious. Now, over at the United Nations Human Rights Commission, they've issued a report basically saying the illegal settlements that Israel has in the West Bank constitute a war crime. The transfer of civil population by an occupying state into an occupied territory is a grave breach of Article 147 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. Of course, we all know that, and we all know that Israel thinks it is above the law, and that any law that gets in the way was probably written by a bunch of Jew-hating anti-Semites who want Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens. Now, Dr. Ron Paul has been looking at this kerfuffle, if you will, where Congress is trying to reassert its constitutional control over the war-making authority of this country. And they're making Yemen an issue, saying that the president can't just go into any country he feels like without Congress issuing a declaration of war or some kind of authorization. And Ron Paul is saying that as far as he can tell, the Pentagon is going to ignore Congress no matter what they do. So Congress has been hamstrung. They're no longer the authority they used to be. They no longer have the oversight over the executive branch they're supposed to have. That's why we have the three branches of government as checks and balances on each other. But in the Pentagon's view, they work for the president and they don't care what the Congress is saying. Congress is too busy davening to Israel anyway. Now, over in Iran, their foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, has pledged the Islamic Republic's utmost efforts to help people in the two war-ravaged countries of Syria and Yemen. And he's not talking military. He's talking about humanitarian aid, because none is getting in there. And especially in Yemen, the Saudi blockade is, people are literally starving to death. And that's a terrible, terrible way to go. And so far, this Saudi proxy war on behalf of the United States has killed more than 13,600 people in Yemen and led to this humanitarian crisis. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to expand upon your previous caller who was talking about the organized crime thing. And he was right about Murder Incorporated being, it was Jewish, and they did kill. Well, one of the guys may have just killed 500 people. His name was Pittsburgh Phil Strauss, just one of their assassins, they say, could have killed as many as 500 people. But nevertheless, during Murder Incorporated and the Syndicate, they became, the Syndicate was Lucky Luciano, as I'm sure you know, and the Mafia.
Yes.
But also was Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel.
Yes.
The point is, Meyer Lansky was the finance, right? And
yes.
Murder Incorporated was the muscle. And
yes.
If you've got the finance and the muscle, you control it. And I would tell you, what his point about the Russian mafia, it was, you know about the Jackson Amendment, how you matter of fact, you told me about the Jackson Amendment on the air. When all those Russian Jews were allowed to emigrate, they became, a lot of them were criminals. A lot of them became the oligarchs. They teamed up with the oligarchs later. Yeah.
Peter, we got to do a commercial. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And if you would like to help Republic Broadcasting stay on the air, and folks, we really do need it. We're not kidding about any of this. This is serious stuff. We need your help to stay in this war against the corporate media. And if you can donate by check or money order, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network thanks you. All right, we're going back to Peter in Los Angeles. We were talking about organized crime. The Russian gangs, and it's certainly historically true that while Hollywood always portrays the gangland of the 1920s and 30s as primarily Italian, that there were quite a few Jews in very powerful positions. Mayor Lansky, obviously, everybody knows about him.
Well, again, the head of Murder Incorporated, and Murder Incorporated, the organization itself was mostly Jewish. That was the muscle part of the organized crime. The finance part, if you control the muscle and the finance, Mike, you control organized crime. And since they also control the media, you hear only about the Italians, really, pretty much. But I want to make one point. One of the things you pointed out and kind of opened my eyes to was when you say that the banks are organized crime, and they are. And so when you think about it that way, that they've matriculated upwards into the banking arena. And then remember, a couple of years ago, there was all the organs, that ring of organ smuggling and ecstasy people in New Jersey, the mayors of New Jersey and governor of New Jersey. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that one.
There was Israel control. Well, the Mossad is big time into organ trafficking, and they're also big time into ecstasy trafficking. And then also remember when they found out that Converse Info Systems and that other company Amdocs, when they were tapping at criminals, and they found out that the criminals were being tipped off. Remember?
Yes. That's how they blew that whole Israeli spy scandal wide open, is that the Israeli gangs were smuggling the ecstasy in, and the police were setting up raids to catch them, and apparently their pager message traffic was being eavesdropped on by Converse Infosys, and the word was getting back to the drug gangs.
Right, and now, Mike, because they've got all the intercepts of everybody. And not only phone, they can do it to everybody. And so it's that guy was right. It's just moving. It's organized crime on a massive and much higher level, including the banks and the same stuff that they used to do with just the phone.
The government itself. Yeah. Look at what Hillary and Bill Clinton have gotten away with for the last 30 years. They're trying to hide it from the American people. But I think the entire federal government has become totally corrupt, and it is operating like an organized crime ring. Washington, D.C. isn't our nation's capital. It's a crime scene.
I absolutely agree with you. But I just want to point out that Jewish-Israeli thing, because they've got those intercepts, and what they were doing back when they only had Converse and Amdocs, they're doing that with everybody. And so, and they've also got the central banks and everything else. So it's true. I mean, it's on a much higher level than the thuggish Italians or MS-13 or what have you. And you're right about the U.S. government, too. They're completely dirty. So.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And, okay, I have to respond to an emergency email here. Somebody wrote in to say that they can't see my website, but it seems to be working from here. But I would not be surprised if some ISPs start to block truther websites. I mean, that's how completely out of control the censorship has become. It's wide out in the open. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Something's going on. I'm getting a whole bunch of emails saying the What Really Happened website is coming up page not found. And... like I said, it's working from here, but I don't know what's going on, if it's a DNS issue or something. We'll have to look at it on the next commercial break. Now then, apparently when Donald Trump met with Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump informed Netanyahu that the U.S. will pull out of the Iran P5+1 deal unless significant changes are made, meaning they want to throw a bunch of Iran's longer-range missiles onto the ban list as well. I don't think Iran's going to go for that. I don't think Iran's going to go for that because the U.S. is obviously not negotiating in good faith. The original deal was made. Iran has stuck to it. The U.S. less so. And a deal like that, it's a contract. You're not supposed to go back in and say, oh, by the way, we also meant to do thus and such and thus and such. So... apparently, that's what's happening there with Iran. All right, we're coming up on another commercial break, and I'm going to go try a laptop and see if my site is reachable from that. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about the war zones, what's going on over there. And retired Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, who was the former chief of staff to Secretary of State Colin Powell, is basically out there warning us that Israel is dragging the United States into what could potentially be World War III. Now, Israel obviously wants us to go to war against Iran. Against Lebanon, they want Syria brought under control. They want Assad out. They're starting to see Turkey as a threat as well. And yeah, when you ignite an entire region there and you go after a country with strong ties economically to Russia, we're on the tightrope here. One misstep and it's going to be all over. Now, for some reason, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency is out there saying that the U.S. refuses to make any concessions before the North Korea talks. Now, I find that rather unusual. Statements like that should come from either the White House or the Department of State. And I'm wondering if the CIA is trying to mess things up with the possibility of the Koreas reuniting. something is going on in the background if the CIA director is making these kind of foreign policy statements. Now, a lot of people are still talking about these new weapon systems that Putin unveiled during his State of the Union speech. And it was clearly a message sent to the West. And the message was a simple one. Nuclear war is unthinkable. Please stop thinking about it. And so the political implications are that the United States no longer enjoys a strategic supremacy in these kinds of weapons. We've returned to the days of mutually assured destruction, which held off nuclear attack, except for one or two accidental close calls. But our government just doesn't seem to be getting that message. Of course, the military-industrial complex, it's another sales pitch. Oh, look what Russia's got. We've got to get the same thing. More money. We've got to have more money. Why don't you start with that missing $8 trillion that disappeared into the Pentagon? That would buy you some nice stuff here. Now, the CIA and the Pentagon have come on out basically dismissing Putin's claims as a bluff. They're saying that Russia's weapons are years away from reality. Yet Russia test-fired one of them over this last weekend. They put out a video about it, this hypersonic missile. Now, the CIA, remember, has had some very bad intelligence goofs in the past. They missed the fall of the Soviet Union. They missed the Soviet Union going into Afghanistan. They were seriously wrong in their estimations about when China was going to get nuclear weapons, by years. So they're getting a little bit reckless here in their desire to just get this war going. Because Putin doesn't need a lot of these. If you look at the descriptions of them, he only needs a few. And they will change. They'll change the picture dramatically here. Russia's not the only one whose weapons we need to worry about. China has a missile, the DF-21D. It is the fastest missile in the world. It is too fast to be intercepted by any of our current defensive systems. It's being described as a carrier killer, meaning aircraft carriers are rapidly becoming obsolete. The Navy doesn't want to say that. They're clinging to their aircraft carriers as fiercely today as they cling to the battleships going into World War II. The aircraft carriers were nice to have, but the battleships, those are the mainstay. That's how the engagements will be fought, just slugging it out. World War II changed their thinking. World War III will probably change their thinking about aircraft carriers, if we survive. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of talk when people talk about Ukraine, that Ukraine needs to take Crimea back, or the U.S. needs to take Crimea away from Russia and give it back to Ukraine. And Putin is saying, no, that's not going to happen. The people of Crimea voted to merge with Russia. They are now part of the Russian republics. And Putin is not going to tolerate that anymore than if somebody came on up and basically said, we're going to take Florida. Now, a lot of people have been talking about this internet hero, Q. And I've looked at some of his comments. It's claimed he's got a tremendous success rate. He's being promoted by a lot of people. And he came out with a post recently in which he went down a whole bunch of things, including the claim that Angela Merkel is Adolf Hitler's daughter. And that's been floating around the web for a while. Unfortunately, that story is a hoax. It was made up in 2007 by the infamous Sorsha Fall, who is a known provider of disinformation on the internet to make us all look kooky. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. It does look like a trade war is coming. Trump has put his tariffs in place on steel and aluminum. And a lot of people are saying that this could actually have a negative effect on our already fragile economy. And we could actually see a major stock market correction, if not an outright crash. And even the plunge protection team wouldn't be able to stop it. Now, China is accusing the United States of fabricating trade data. And warns a trade war would be a disaster, and it would be for everybody. Notice how we've gone from free trade around the globe to trade wars. And I understand that trade has to be balanced, and that's a big problem with our trade imbalance. It's a major drain on our economy, and we do need to find ways to revive manufacturing. But I think tariffs are a short-term Band-Aid only. And that what we really need to be focusing on is, first of all, giving our kids a real education in science, math, engineering, electronics, physics, so that we have a trained workforce to start going into high tech again. And we need to find the next big thing, the next technological revolution. That's why I'm in favor of Trump's revival of our civilian space program. Because look at all the wonderful things that came out of the Apollo moon missions. It fueled the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then our corporate leadership very foolishly just let that technology go to other countries. And those countries aren't going to, you know, let it come back. They're manufacturing powerhouses. China especially, there's still a problem with intellectual property over there. They copy things that we've invented. We need to develop technology and manufacturing that only we can do, that other nations won't be able to copy. We need to leapfrog ahead. We can't just play catch-up anymore. What is going to be the next big thing? In computers, it's probably going to be photonics. And I don't know that there's a lot of work being done on that. The existing chip companies want to cling to their silicon technology. They don't want to have to retool and revamp. But it's going to happen someday. The advantages of photonics are amazing. Less power consumption, no heat generated, much smaller components, no radio frequency interference. Really is going to be the wave of the future. And I would like to see the United States leading that wave. Story out of Global Research up in Canada. More non-existent U.S. job growth reported. And they're basically calling out the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the numbers don't make sense. When you look at the numbers versus other indicators, they're not making sense. Of course, we know that they've been lying about the true jobless numbers in this country for years. Our real unemployment rate is 30%, more than 30%. That's even worse than it was during the Depression of the 1930s. You think all these homeless people living in these tent cities are doing it because they like outdoor life? Not in the winter. Now, the Saudis are being accused of using coercion and abuse to seize billions from their nation's richest people. Which, if you're going to start confiscating wealth, confiscate it from the people who've got the wealth. So that part sounds good. But apparently, some of these businessmen, they're under house arrest. They're wearing ankle bracelets. And they're saying basically they're being beaten and coerced into confessing to crimes they've never committed, at which point the Saudi government takes half their wealth. And I understand why the Saudi government is doing that. Because the Saudi government is broke. They really got slammed by that misguided oil price war against Russia. That caused a lot more damage to the rest of the world than it did to Russia itself. Saudi Arabia is now out there flinging weapons at other countries and getting ready to assert more regional dominance. They're getting buddy-buddy with Israel. So they needed the money. I wonder if when our economy starts to go downhill, if our government will do the same thing. Just start going after the billionaires. Now, Theresa May is out there insisting that Russia was behind this nerve gas attack on this former Russian spy, which also hit his daughter and about 21 other people. She has no evidence for it whatsoever. We just know it. We saw it in our crystal ball. Well, frankly, knowing the Russians, if they'd been behind it, one and only one person would have died, the target. Whoever did this, very, very sloppy. Very sloppy, very inexperienced. But Theresa May is out there calling for a full spectrum of sanctions on Russia. So more sanctions are coming. Goad the Russian bear. The British media is restarting their propaganda campaign for regime change in Russia. And again, they're starting with the alleged poisoning of this former Russian double agent, Sergei Skripal. And it's basically triggered the Russophobic corporate media to go into overdrive, especially in The Guardian, where they're just out there screaming about a weapons lab that might not even exist anymore. But that's what the corporate media is doing. They're selling us a war with Russia. We don't want a war with Russia. Inevitably, it will go nuclear. Nasty stuff. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Our stock market is currently in bubble territory. Despite market forces, the plunge protection team keeps shoving it up and up and up. The market is way overvalued, and it's clearly in bubble territory, and it's not going to take much to prick that bubble and make it burst. Back in 2008, high gas prices is what pricked that bubble. So it's very fragile. And ITR's Alan Belew is saying to prepare for a second half slowdown and a mild 2019 recession. So all the financial experts are saying the bull market is over, the bear market is here, and things are going to get tough. And you need to plan accordingly. Now, up in Toronto, up in Canada, their real estate bubbled up hugely. They were saying 30% price increase year over year average. And less people are buying the homes. 41.2% less people were buying detached homes in Toronto. 10% more people are buying condos. And it looks like that bubble is bursting. Now, despite the sanctions, Russian food exports are expected to double by 2025. All these sanctions are working against the globalists. Russia's agricultural industry is totally self-sufficient, totally domestic, totally contained, and they've got plenty left over to sell to other countries. And other countries are going to want to buy these products because they're GMO-free. Quite a far cry from the days of Lysenkoism and mass starvation in the former Soviet Union. They're doing really well. Absolutely. Now, Lawrence Solomon has an interesting theory about Trump's tariffs. He says the real reason for Trump's steel tariffs is that he needs to build up our domestic steel production ability ahead of war. We can't be dependent on other nations for steel if the supply chains get threatened by war, or if we wind up actually going to war with the countries we're currently buying iron ore from or steel from. And he's saying that's the real reason. Makes sense also for aluminum. A lot of aluminum gets used in weapons of war. Especially aircraft. We've got to have domestic ability to produce that. So another indicator, we are on the road to a major, major war. I mean, we're already at war with so many countries. Apparently, Lloyd Blankfein is leaving or being kicked out of Goldman Sachs, and CNBC is saying that his replacement has already been named. So there's going to be a changing of the guard over there at Goldman Sachs. This one is a little bit scary. Over at the Washington Compost, they have this writer, a millennial columnist, saying it's time to give socialism a try. And we know liberals are socialists at heart. no surprise there. But to actually think about turning the United States into a communist nation, that's a little scary. The article is basically saying what's wrong with this country is capitalism. No, we're not a capitalist country any longer. We have sunk down into fascism. We should bring capitalism back because it worked while there were reasonable controls and restrictions on the ultra-rich and the big banks. Capitalism does work. Under communism, people just don't have incentives to go on out and achieve. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
Aloha America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take some phone calls now, starting with John in Georgia. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I just wanted to say something about the Bitcoin and how it's kind of faded a little bit from the headlines. And I've been following it for a while, trying to figure out why no new Bitcoins have been issued in quite a while. And it came to my attention that in December, a whole slew of the Bitcoin mining machines in Iceland were stolen. And right after the price fell and fell and fell, all these machines were stolen, and then all of a sudden it stabilizes. So now it's staying in that 8,000 to 11,000 range. And I'm wondering who stole all the mining machines, you know? And how come no new Bitcoins have been issued probably since end of October or beginning of November? Do you have any insight on that?
Well, no, I don't. We did have an article last week where some financial institutions are trying to suppress the price of Bitcoin by basically acquiring huge numbers of them and then dumping them on the market all at once. And it's just another variation of efforts by the bankers and stock exchanges to keep the price of gold down, to discourage people from closing their savings account, emptying their portfolios, and getting into metals as wealth preservation, which is a good thing to do. Unfortunately, Bitcoin is not suitable for wealth preservation because it's not based on a commodity of any kind. Its value is just entirely what people are willing to pay for it. And I know a lot of places are starting to have laws against cryptocurrencies. They just passed one here in Hawaii, which is why I can't take donations that way any longer. So it is too easy to manipulate. And I don't imagine that the people who stole those machines did so for any other purpose than mining cryptocurrency. Maybe they're not doing Bitcoin. Maybe they've switched to one of the other cryptos that are out there.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm just thinking, but who had the, I mean, this happened all within a couple, 3 days. I think it was something upwards of 6,000 machines are stolen by somebody in Iceland, and they have to take them somewhere. I mean, I don't think they can just set them up at, you know, in that environment again, even though it's an optimal environment. At the same time, Iceland is complaining about, I think, more than 50% of their electricity was being used by these miners. So
yes,
maybe Iceland just kind of looked the other way and let somebody come in and solve their problem for them. So,
well, anyway. Iceland didn't need to do that. Iceland could simply pass a bill saying that if you're going to have crypto mining computers, you've got to find a way to power them yourself because the infrastructure can't handle it. That's become a big problem in a lot of places where cryptos are being mined. It uses huge amounts of electricity.
Yes, of course it became. And when the price point of the Bitcoin is below, I was assuming that the Bitcoins weren't being released because maybe it had to hit 14,000 or whatever it was to pay their bills and be, for it to be profitable. So, I mean, it's just so many. There's so many ways to control this. I mean, it's not even just turning off the electricity can turn off the miners. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that out there, set that out there.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We got to take another break here for station identification. When we come on back, we've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll do that after these words from our network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting.